Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are on location in a fascinating place, the Scriptorium. This is located right in Orlando, the Scriptorium. Central Florida is known for its amusement parks. Well, this is an amusement park for Bible geeks, for church history geeks. So I think we've come to the right place here at the Scriptorium. We're going to start with Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Spurgeon is no stranger to 5 Minutes in Church History. We talk about him almost as much as we can. And what I am holding in my hand right now is an actual letter from Spurgeon. In fact, I'm looking at a good half dozen or so letters. Some of them are in Spurgeon's classic royal purple ink. So if you want to, why don't you get a fountain pen and try to get some purple ink, and you too can write like Spurgeon, although I must say he's got quite a flowing hand, so you'll have to practice. Well, in one of these, he writes very simply, "I am better. Must have not been feeling well prior to this, but he's on the mend. So he says, I am better. Can walk a quarter of a mile. Hope to preach twice tomorrow." Well, there's a preacher for you. Soon as they're better, they're back in the pulpit. Not once, but twice. Well, actually, the bulk of these letters that I'm looking at are concerning Spurgeon's orphanage. And these letters also mostly address gifts to the orphanage. And so one of these letters, he says, "I owe you many thanks for your very kind gift to the orphanage." And then he says, "and for your good advice. However, I know not how to follow." Well, I'm intrigued. There are other letters that just reference gifts. And then there's this short note. It was written on September 12, 1890, and it just simply says, "Dear sir, alas, the child is dead." Then he says, "I am attacked with a vile influenza cold, and it may be very unlike me and altogether dissatisfactory. Come Saturday week, have wired, C.H. Spurgeon." So, not just celebrating the giving of gifts, but also the sadness there at this orphanage. In other letters, Spurgeon references gifts that he is grateful for. He's grateful for some gifts of plates. Apparently, he was trying to have some pictures made of the orphanage that could spread the word of what's happening there and let folks know about it so that more funds could be raised for this orphanage. This is what Spurgeon writes. "Dear sir, I will right gladly accept the plates for the orphanage. But what I asked for was some plates to make it into an album for use in another direction. I have frequently people here to whom the looking at a collection of such plates is a sermon better than I can preach." Well, what these plates are, we have no idea. What they're about, we have no idea. But Spurgeon was certainly interested in them. And if these plates are better than a sermon that Spurgeon can preach, well, they must be some plates. Well, in another letter, he simply acknowledges that somebody had sent him a book. I'm sure people sent Spurgeon books all the time. In fact, this book he had received already. So he says, "I'm grateful for your kindness, but I do not need the book, having had it already by the like thoughtfulness of another friend." And then lastly, just a little personal note. This is from September 6, 1890. He writes, "Dear sir, I have written my father and son. If there is any hitch, I will let you know. I have told them next Saturday, 10:30, 4:11. Yours truly, C.H. Spurgeon." So there we have Spurgeon. We think of him as a great pastor, but here we have him concerned about his orphanage, just responding to letters of people sending him books and setting up a Saturday afternoon event for 11 people in his party. Well, that's the letters of Charles Haddon Spurgeon and this wonderful collection at the Scriptorium. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Well, I see we have just a brief time here, so let's stretch way back into church history and look at this quote from Bede. He said, "Only someone who is on fire with the love of his Maker can be said to love his fellow humans in the right and faithful way."